And we're joined in studio now by Martine Turner. She is the project manager for Louisiana Spirit, which we're talking about right now. And the project director for the state is Garcia Botley, and she is in studio as well. If you'd like to pose a question, 877-217-5757. Martine, let's begin with you. This program is winding to a close, and it would appear that there's still some people who have issues related to the tragedy of a year ago. How does it look out there on the ground where you work fervently in this regard?
Good morning. When we're canvassing, we're seeing the need. We encounter many survivors who don't have access to internet, don't have access to family members, who are not knowledgeable of the resources that are available. So when we go out there, they're so thankful that we're able to tell them, inform them of different resources that we find. Daily, my team go, we look and try to find anything that can aid in the process of recovery. It's survivors are overwhelmed. You're seeing a lot of post-traumatic stress. Some are trying to give up, and so we try to give them tools to aid in that process. We see that survivors, their support system is broken. We focus with the adolescents as well, and when we're out in the field, we see how can you take care of your child and focus on your children when you're living with a family member or when you are not where you thought you would be a year later. Mm-hmm. So the mental aspect of that is overwhelming. And it's really hard when you're trying to get up and go to work every day, but you're living on someone else's couch with four kids. So we see that a lot in the field as well.
Now, Garcia, you've worked with the state for 13 years, and Garcia Botley is the project director for Louisiana, working in the Department of Health. How significant is the challenge right now, post-flood a year later?
Oh, it's, as Martine has mentioned, it's definitely overwhelming. We continue to find folks just trying to transition back into their normal way of life, and it's continue to be a struggle because, as Martine mentioned, so many folks are not back in their homes, or if they're home partially, they're probably just living in their home without being completely done. But there's so much in terms of them resorting back to that traumatic experience, from them evacuating during this spontaneous disaster that they're having to deal with, and their children, the elderly. There's so many folks that are seriously impacted, first responders. We continue to get requests to provide services. We also do stress management. And those are the things that are needed to help support people. I mean, 90% of them will not be diagnosed with a serious mental health illness. But it's this time period in their life that they continue to struggle and trying to find the resources to help them to be able to cope.
With the Louisiana Spirit program winding down, what resources will be available from the state?
The state has very limited resources. Our local mental health providers, the program that Martine is under, Capital Area Human Services District, they provide services to a very small population of people, and those are the ones with severe mental illness and substance use problems. So they cannot address the population that we address. There are no resources really to aid the population that we address, those persons that are temporarily, you know, having struggles functioning.
Martine, what do you think will happen to these people who have been served by Louisiana Spirit when the program goes away in a few weeks?
And that's what my staff think about every day. We meet in the morning, we brief, and we debrief, and just try to think of ways that we can assist them. So we're making a big effort to touch everybody. I feel that the mindset of many of the survivors, because they've built connections with us. They look for us to call them, hey, Miss Jones, there's a new resource out here. It's going to be tough. I think it's not an outlet where they can call and say, hey, Ms. Martine, is there a resource for housing? Or no one's going to call them and say, hey, Ms. Jones, I have resources for new material for your house. This agency is providing bedding. So it's going to be tough.
Garcia, is there a number or an email or website that people can use to access information in the days and weeks to come?
Yes, we have an 800 number, crisis line number. It's 866-310-7977. That's a state crisis line that we operate.
All right, that's 866-310-7977. Thank you, Garcia Botley, and thank you, Martine Turner. You're doing good work with Louisiana Spirit.